I got to give you something else to think about here, Nick. And I know you're on a cell phone. I can hear a little bit of a delay. But, you know, somebody's running Obama. Somebody's behind Obama. And I don't mean in a conspiratorial way. There's always a mover and a shaker behind candidates. Reagan had his kitchen cabinet and so forth. Somebody's pushing Obama. Somebody's writing speeches. Somebody has figured out that he was the best guy to get rid of the Clintons. There's somebody in the Democrat Party that really wants rid of the Clintons.
Absolutely.
We know that George Soros is involved with Obama, but there's somebody that's putting the words in his mouth. Because you're right, when he goes off the teleprompter, he is a different guy. He does not come off as the Messiah. He doesn't come off as this great unifier. He has trouble articulating with a bunch of stutters and pauses and so forth. So but my point in telling you this is that there must be real animosity toward the Clintons at high levels of this party to go with a veritable rookie whose only chance of winning is that he's black.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know what frustrates me the most is, as here you got a candidate, Mrs. Clinton, that's done her duty. She's sat quietly for 20 years and been loyal to our party, and now look what she gets. I have a proposal that you may not like to hear, but if you'll hear me out on this,
Mrs. Well, Clinton, I love listening to Democrat proposals.
Well, you know, I know you guys Republicans are upset about McCain and how he crosses the party line, but I think that he could do what's really good for the country and Ms. Well, why not show the ultimate sign of American unity and national unity and join up with an unstoppable ticket? A McCain-Clinton ticket.
I can't enjoy Hillary's implosion at all because I'm so afraid of Obama. He just makes me nervous.
That's not what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid, too, but I'm not. I mean, I'm afraid of Obama, but I don't think Obama has a prayer.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I don't think he has. By the way, did you hear last week, would you hear me do the story on John Lott Jr. has his theory, he's done some research and found out that the growth of government can be traced to when women got the vote?
I briefly heard you. I couldn't listen because I kind of teach part-time. I teach a government economics class, but...
You do?
I do.
Where?
It's a private group, a private school. It started out as a homeschool group, and then we are now a private school, considered a private school. So
well,
I
God bless you.
I'm doing my best to indoctrinate the next generation here, so... And you're helping me out there. I often bring my little radio to have them listen to your opening monologue.
God bless you. You're doing the Lord's work out there.
I'm trying to do my part, although my daughter said she's going to register as an independent. I'm like, what? Independent? Okay, well, we'll
that's talk. Just because they have to rebel.
Yeah.
Lisa, how old is your daughter?
She's 17.
It could be worse.
Yeah, she's got a good head on her shoulders, though, but she said she wants to get into politics, perhaps, and I thought, that's good, because she'll...
Yeah, this independent, she just doesn't want to have to take a stand on too many things right now, but give her time.
Yeah.
Give her time. Well, that's a shame you didn't hear the story about the growth of government being commensurate with the women getting the vote, the right to vote.
Yeah, I would have liked to have heard that, but... I try to listen as much as I can.
Well, I appreciate it, Lisa. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Great that you called. The one observation you can make about this whole business, because he's proved it. I mean, the growth of government started like crazy when women got the right to vote, which just proves size does matter to them.